Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity to have to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I can't thank God enough for all He's done, all His many blessings, and for His precious Word. I love His Word. I love to share the Word of God. I love to preach the Word of God. And I got a lot to learn. I got a long ways to go. And the Lord is teaching me, but I'm trying to learn as much as I can that I might be a better light and a better help, that I may rightly divide the Word of truth. I tell you, I know that's what's going to help people is the Word of God. And preach it in truth, preach it in spirit and with power. And that's my desire, that's my aim, that's my goal, is to be built up in the Lord Jesus, be built up in the faith. I mean, have the power of God on me for the need of people and for the need of precious souls and for the feeding of God's people. God's called me to preach, and I want to preach. I want to help people. And I tell you, the only way I can do that is the Lord's got to do it through me, and I can't do it. I can't do it myself. It's going to take the Lord, and I know He'll do it if I'll yield to Him and I'll obey Him, and I know He'll give what's needed. And that's my goal today, is that I would speak only what He gives me today, and that I speak the Word of truth, that He would bring to my remembrance today what He wants to be said here today. I tell you, He knows the need. He knows your heart. I do not. I know He knows everything about you. There's nothing hidden in God's sight. He knows everything about you, every thought you have, even before it enters into your mind. God already knows it. So there's nothing hidden. I tell you, you can't hide from God. And so when you come to God, come to Him and be honest and confess it. You're confessing your sin to Him. Not that He don't know your sin, but that you may be honest about yourself, that you be honest about your sin, because He already knows it. And so you bring it to Him, and you're open before Him. I tell you, the Lord says that if you'll come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and you confess your sins to Him, He will forgive you of your sin. He will forgive you of your sin. Even if you're saved, the Bible tells us if we come unto Him, if we confess our sins to God, He's faithful and just to cleanse us of all of our sins. I tell you, that's from saved and unsaved. I tell you, he that are saved, I tell you, we have to cleanse ourselves every day. We have to ask God to help us every day. Not that we're running in the willful acts of sin, but sin is sin. And I tell you, we're tempted every day. We're the devil works on us every day. I tell you, we're trying to lay aside every weight and every sin. We're trying to push the flesh off, the temptation of the flesh and all that's in the flesh. I tell you, we're in a battle. We're in a warfare. And Paul talked about that. And we got to cast all these things down before it casts us down. But yet we still have sin once we've been saved. I'm talking about just the thoughts of fools is the sin. The bad attitude is sin. I tell you, just all types of things. And as you go and you think about yourself, that, I mean, it's sinful. If we don't pray, that's a sin. If we doubt, it's sin. I mean, it's just on and on. And I tell you, but we got to be open and honest before God and ask Him to help us. And He'll cleanse us and forgive us. And I'm not talking about willful acts, things that you have power not to do, and things of drinking and smoking and carrying on, bad language, all those things, that's willful acts of sin. And I tell you, the Lord says you should not be into those types of things. You ought not be doing it. And I tell you, none of these things. But I tell you, but we're still housing no rotten, stinking flesh, and we got to work on it. We got to crucify, mortify, and put to death the deeds of this body. And I tell you, we got to ask God to forgive us of the sins we know and forgive us of the sins we don't even realize. I tell you, these things that we don't even realize. I tell you, we have a lot to understand about ourselves. And the Bible said the heart of the flesh is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, and who can know it? Only the Lord knows the heart, tries the reins, and gives every man a knowledge of himself. I tell you, we don't know ourselves. We don't even see it. We can't see ourselves without the Lord letting us see ourselves. That's how blinded this flesh is of ours. I mean, you can go your way and tell yourself that you're perfect. You can go and say, well, I'm good. I've done no wrong. But yet you still, you're full of holes and you have done wrong. But you can make yourself think you hadn't. And I tell you, it's hard to live with anybody. It's hard to work with anybody that thinks that they do nothing wrong, that everybody else is the problem and they're not a problem. They hadn't caused any kind of trouble, and they hadn't done nothing wrong. And I tell you, that's hard to work around people like that. It's hard to live with people like that, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all come up short, and we all have to be honest about ourselves. And if we have hurt someone, if we have offended somebody, then we need to apologize to them and ask them to forgive us. Even if they provoked us, even if they had a part in it, I'll tell you, we need to see our part in it and be honest about it. Because as we lie to ourselves, we'll become and we'll start believing our lies. And we'll begin to walk in darkness, and we'll walk blinded by our flesh. And I tell you, I don't want to do that. He's already resurrected, and He already gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to understand. But I don't want to be blinded according to my flesh and where I stand with the Lord. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. But I tell you, I don't want to be walking about full of holes and being sinful and not really realizing the shape that I'm in. I don't want to have things in my eye. I don't want to have a beam in my eye and trying to tell my brother about his mote that he's got in his eye. I want to be able to see what I have and what my problem is. And I want to keep my eyes single and full of light. And the only way I can do that is be honest about myself and cleanse myself every day from the filthiness, all filthiness of the flesh, and striving to perfect holiness in the fear of God. That's the only way I can do. I got to strive to perfect holiness. We got to lay aside everything that hinders us. We got to see these things. We got to acknowledge these things about ourselves and work on them and cast them down. I tell you, it's rotten, it's vile, it's depraved. The Bible tells us it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. It's the things like that we think they seem that they're small. That's not so bad. This is not so bad. Or it really wasn't that bad, or what have you. But I tell you, that's the things that get us. And it's little at a time, little by little. The devil, that's what he does. He sifts us if we let him. A little by little, that when you sift the flour and you sift it, the wheat, you see this little at a time. And that's the way the devil works on our flesh, and to blind us and to sift us as wheat. That's what Jesus told Peter. Said, Simon, Satan desired to have you and sift you as wheat. I tell you, we are wheat. We are of the Lord. We're not the chaff. We're not of the unprofitable, but we are. And we're preserved in Christ. We're put in the barn, so to speak. We're preserved in Christ, and therefore the devil just wants to sift us to where we're no good effect for the Lord at all. That's his goal. And if he can do that, he can stop us from helping someone else be saved. And he stops them from being saved because God has called us to use us to be his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, then we might win the lost. And so, very important today that we see ourselves and that we obey the Word of God, and that we spend time in the Word of God, and we spend time with the Lord. That's my desire. I tell you, any time I get away where I don't pray as much and study as much as I need to, I pray every day in thought, all the time, on the go. I tell you, I'm always praying, always trying to think about the prayer request, and I'm always praying about myself. And I tell you, but I need more time, special time in prayer along with God, and time to sit down and really talk to God out of my heart and study His precious Word. And I tell you, I need that. I love it. I want it. It feeds my soul. And any time I get caught up at times, nothing really simple, but just being busy in this life and trying to provide things that's not even sinful, and yet that takes us away from where we really need. We got to slow down and come back and get still before God. And I tell you, that's my desire. I love to eat at the table of the Lord. I tell you, the food He gives, I tell you, it's precious, it's pure. I tell you, it's so wonderful to me. And I tell you, I find great delight in it. I find great strength in it. That's what it's all about. And I tell you, that's where He'll feed you. That's where He'll teach you. And I tell you, that's where He'll give you things that He wants to give you to help somebody else with. That you'll be able to preach it, something that's going to help somebody else. It's going to encourage somebody. It's going to help convict somebody, or whatever it is, whatever God needs it to do, it will do. And so I want to stay there. I tell you, I want to stay in the presence of God. I have no desire to run in the world. I have no desire to run after sin. I tell you, I have no delight in that at all. I tell you, my delight's in the Lord Jesus. My delight's in the inward man. The inward man, the one that's been saved, the one that's been sealed by the Holy Spirit, the one that's been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior who died for me. I've been sealed and sanctified. I mean, I'm just. I've got the spirit of a just man. The Bible says a just man made perfect because of what Jesus did at Calvary. And I tell you, I have no desire to live as a sinner lives, as one that goes and lives in sin and runs after the things of this life. They don't satisfy me. I tell you, I'm satisfied with the Lord and what He gives me and what He gives me to eat. That's when I'm satisfied. I tell you, brand new things are nice to have. I tell you, there's a joy to have things and obtain as you work hard. There's nothing wrong with that, enjoying the fruit of your labor. But it don't need to become your God. And I don't need it. I don't want it. I tell you, it don't, in other words, it don't bring me of the joy that I have in Christ Jesus. Now, there's things I need. I don't mean that. And there's things that I would like to have. And I tell you, I'm thankful for what God has given me. But I tell you, His love and His work and His fellowship, it means so much more than all of that, because I tell you, those things money can't buy. Those things you can't obtain in this life as far as material things. And I desire to be more like God, and I want to grow in grace and be more like the Lord. And that's my goal. And hey, that's where my delight is. It's not in the world. If you've ever been saved, your delight's not in the world. I tell you, your delight's not in sinful things that may bring pleasure for a short season, but it won't satisfy you. If you've really been saved, I tell you, sin will grieve you to your soul. I tell you, you can't be happy as a child of God and live in sin and commit to sin, willful acts of sin and going forward. You will not have fellowship. It will separate you from the fellowship of the Lord. That's what it'll do. It will grieve your soul. I tell you, you'll grieve Him. And grieving Him grieves you. It grieves the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, if you've really been saved, you don't want to do those things. It grieves you. But if you can go and run in sin and partake of it, and it don't really bother you, not that you don't have a conscience about it, but if it don't really grieve your soul, then you're not saved. I tell you, everyone He saves, He loves, He rebukes, and He chastens you. If He's not whipping you and you're living in sin, you're more than likely you don't belong to Him. You don't belong to Him if He's not chastening you. He's not correcting you. And I tell you that God will correct you. He will deal with you in different ways. He knows how to get our attention. He knows how to shape us. If we get stubborn and rebellious, He'll lay down the chastising rod of all partakers. But He said if we judge ourselves, we won't have to be judged of the Lord. If we'll just judge ourselves, be honest with it, and bring it before God, present it to Him and say, God, have mercy. I've come short. I've sinned. I've done wrong. God, help me. This is bigger than me. Lord, help me be strong. Help me stand on Thee and help me be in the will of God and stay in the will of God and help me do Thy blessed will. If you do that, then He'll encourage you. He'll strengthen you. He'll feed you. You may feel like you never get right, but you can. If you've really been saved, you can come to Him and pour out your heart. He'll hear you. He's waiting on you. And I tell you, He'll just bless you. You won't have to get saved again. No, sir. You saved one time and He seals you. But I tell you, you can get back into His fellowship. And I tell you, He'll encourage you. And I tell you, you'll have strength to go and fight this battle. I tell you, but if you don't, then our devil's going to continue to beat you down. His goal is to kill you and take you out of this world early. I tell you, because you won't have no effect on winning your people. But my time's so quickly come and gone today. I hope and pray that the broadcast was a blessing to you. But listen, my friend, today, if you've never been saved or if you're not sure you're saved, get by yourself somewhere and call upon the Lord and ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. Pour out your heart and He'll save you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name and amen.